Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Assistant Editor Skylar Jeremias. Biosimilar manufacturers have to overcome many hurdles in order for their products to be successful in the U.S. market. Some of these hurdles are systemic, such as reimbursement systems that eliminate incentives for physicians to prescribe biosimilars. Some are through direct actions by reference manufacturers to prevent competition, such as patent thickets, and some limit savings for patients, such as cost sharing. However, advocacy groups such as the Association for Accessible Medicines, or AAM, are looking to change things on a legislative level. We sat down with Christine Simon, Executive Director of the Biosimilars Council and Senior Vice President of Policy and Strategic Alliances at the AAM, to discuss some of the advocacy changes the organization is looking to advance and their chances for approval. So, Christine, can you start by telling us about some key pieces of legislation that the AAM is supporting to advance the use of biosimilars?
Sure. So AAM's work on biosimilars takes place through a division called the Biosimilars Council. So the Biosimilars Council has a membership as well, and we are more of the sort of pure play biosimilar manufacturers who are out there advancing biosimilar versions of innovator biologics. And we are very active on the advocacy front, supporting pieces of legislation generally designed to further incentivize payers and patients to increase biosimilars utilization in the United States. Currently, there are 26 biosimilars approved by the FDA for America's patients, but only 17 of these are on the market. And so to help get these biosimilars really into the hands of patients, we are trying to, in addition to our usual education efforts, we are using legislative fronts to provide additional incentives for providers who prescribe these medicines to their patients. So, for example, we want to increase physician reimbursement for Medicare Part B. Right now, providers of Medicare Part B receive an add-on payment of sort of plus 6% of the brand name biologics average sales price, or ASP. And we want to increase that add-on payment to 8% of the brand name ASP, but it would only apply if the biosimilars price is lower than the brand name biologics price. And so this piece of legislation, which is called the Biosim Act, has bipartisan support in the House, and it's also included in the Senate Finance Package, as well as the Democrat House Package, H.R. 3. We also are trying to eliminate biosimilar cost sharing in Part B. So as you know, these Part B efforts take precedence because biosimilars that are currently on the market are reimbursed through Part B and they're physician or hospital administered. And so eliminating cost sharing would kind of help beneficiary access to biologic treatments and encourage physicians to also prescribe them for their patients. Right now in Part B, patients pay less for biosimilars compared to brand name biologics because the ASP for the biosimilar is on average 25% lower than the brand name biologic ASP. The cost sharing isn't usually enough for that to drive the cost sharing difference, but that drive patient behavior. But we think by eliminating it, it would help the patient and physician side. And that bill is called the Access Act. Again, it has bipartisan support in the House and also the Senate version. So those are two. There are others. There's one around to the purple book called the Biologic Patent Transparency Act, which Senator Susan Collins initiated. It requires patents to be listed in the purple book, which is the FDA's document that assists biosimilars developers in trying to assess what patent hurdles they need to overcome to get a biosimilar on the market. Right now, patent thickets, where a biologic manufacturer tries to extend monopolies by obtaining additional patents around a product, are a big problem for biosimilar competition. And by listing patents in the purple book, this would just help a biosimilar developer more readily identify the patents that need to be addressed. There's others around shared savings, which would really provide an opportunity, again, in Medicare Part B, for patients and providers to share in the savings that Medicare already recognizes every time a biosimilar is used. And this would be really a demonstration project that CMS's Innovation Center could launch to sort of test out this shared savings model, which again is another incentive to increase biosimilars uptake. So those are just a few.
How do you size up the prospects for approval of these bills?
Well, of course, we all know the current environment is very much focused, obviously, on the pandemic response and related matters. And so drug pricing legislation has necessarily had to take a back seat, but the administration has publicly continued to say it's a priority. There is bipartisan and bicameral support for increases in physician reimbursement, for example. So that's probably the one that's most likely to pass.
Thank you, Christine, for your insights. And thank you for tuning into this episode of Not So Different. You can find additional information in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.